Scientists have been tracking signs of global warming by studying groups of penguins in Antarctica. And it's because of that regular study that scientists have noticed that some of the penguins are dying because of another cause. Some of them starve to death, others abandon their eggs. It's because of a gigantic iceberg that broke off an Antarctic ice sheet a few years ago. This iceberg was once the size of Long Island. It blocked a channel near where the penguins lived and caused more ice to accumulate in the sound. That made it harder for the penguins to dive for fish. Peter Wilson, a scientist from New Zealand, says that starving penguins have been walking for miles to find open water.
They can only do about 1.5 to 2 kilometers an hour on ice. 70 kilometers to walk to pack ice. It doesn't take a rocket scientist to work out that they can't get there and back in less than about 4 days.
Have you been down to see the penguins yourself?
I've just got back.
When you talk about a colony in distress, what does that look like?
Well, it's thinning out. There's eggs everywhere. The reason that those eggs are being abandoned is that the female normally goes out to sea, leaving the male to incubate, and she's got to get back in about 6-8 days to relieve the male on the nest and take over the incubation stint. If she doesn't make it in time, then the males will leave and get off the eggs and just go back to sea. It's not a happy scene, really.
Okay, we've been talking to Peter Wilson. He's a research scientist in New Zealand, and he's been studying penguins affected by an enormous iceberg off the coast of Antarctica. Thanks very much.
You're very welcome.